epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. State officials here in California find themselves locked in a battle with the Trump administration again, this time over eggs. The feds say the state's animal welfare laws are creating red tape, raising the price of eggs across the nation. Phil, do the feds have a point?
Do the feds have a point? They have half a point. They have half a point. California's law that mandates basically the size and the conditions and under which chickens are raised and eggs are laid is meant to be more humane. And it was approved by voters back in 2008 and reapproved in 2018 by a pair of initiatives. Now, that did raise the price of eggs in California, but experts say it hasn't had that much of effect nationwide. Although other states are joining in, they say what's really driving up the price of eggs is the avian flu, the bird flu that's killed millions of chickens. However, Steve, I got to be honest with you. I'm not sure how much of this is about somebody having a point versus somebody trying to make a point. And, you know, sometimes lawsuits are based on law. Sometimes they're based on something that happens. And sometimes they're just a way to issue a press release that gets everyone's attention. And this lawsuit feels more like a effort by the Trump administration to get some attention and poke some California, saying once again, we're responsible for the nation's troubles.
Yeah, here we are, hook, line, and sinker, taking the bait and talking about it.
Well, there's no way around not talking about it. This isn't some like private suit that is filed. This is filed by the, you know, the federal government. This is along with, what was it, just a week ago that the Trump administration filed suit wanting to block or ordered the blocking of funds for sports in California, high schools and junior high school sports, over the issue of trans athletes participating in women's sports. We've had lawsuits and taps filed about diversity training. We've had it about, you know, the emission standards that California wants to have on cars and such. I mean, Steve, we are a target-rich environment. So whenever Trump is trying to make a point, we're the red zone out there that just says, "Come on, come on, we're waiting," and he's delivering as expected. And then we turn around and sue him back and forth. And so a lot of lawyers are something getting some money out of this. And people are making political points. Is it going to drop the price of eggs? I doubt it.
I thought the governor's response was interesting. He said, well, there goes the president with his favorite hobby, blaming California for all of life's ills.
Right. And if I might turn that around and go, well, dear Gavin Newsom, you know, you're in South Carolina right now blaming all of everybody's ills on Donald Trump. So we have one saying it's California's fault. The other is saying, no, it's Trump's fault. I think California and Donald Trump were made for each other in some way. It's weird, but we just bounce off each other. Without one, what would Gavin Newsom have?
Yeah, they kind of have a dance going, and they're like Fred and Ginger. I'm not sure which one's having to go backwards, but they seem to enjoy the spotlight, don't they?
Hey, you know, I am a little worried that in this spotlight, as they tangle on, you know, that we're the ones that are walking backwards in, you know, one way or the other. And I hope we don't trip and fall. If we do, we can file a lawsuit.
KCBS insider Phil Mateer, thank you. Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.